as the Nigerian flag flapped in the wind at the country's embassy in Washington. Nigerians living in the United States and other activists braved the cold to decry the recent attacks by the militant group Boko Haram.
And it's been estimated that at least 30,000 people have been killed. We have 3.3 million people who've been displaced.
Co-organizer of the rally, Omolola Adele Osho.
So we wanted to just show solidarity with the people of Nigeria that we see them. We care about them.
I can go to Nigeria right now and I mobilize people in the south to go and deal with that issue for them in the north. I
mean, Oludare Ogunde says he's amazed that his country has not been able to stop the Boko Haram insurgency.
Boko Haram is about how many people? Probably about 1,000. Even if it's 10,000 people, how can they overwhelm a nation of about 180 million people with a strong military? You know, so it doesn't make any sense.
Amnesty International recently released satellite images of Baga and nearby Duron Baga, two towns in far northeast Nigeria that it says show thousands of structures were burned down soon after Boko Haram seized the area on January 3rd.
Baga victims need some peace.
Amnesty International USA co-organized the Washington rally. Adote Akwe, the group's managing director of government relations, says Boko Haram should be an issue in Nigeria's upcoming elections.
It is not currently being discussed as a major challenge to either candidates or to either political party. That shouldn't be the case. This should be one of the most important things that people address about how do you protect people and how do you address this threat.
Some of those at the rally did not think the elections should take place at all.
Until this issue of Boko Haram has been dealt with to an acceptable level for the Nigerian people, the elections need to be postponed.
Juliet Miriuki is from Kenya, but attended the rally out of concern for Nigeria. She questioned how fair elections could be held if it's not safe to vote in several northeastern states. President Goodluck Jonathan's National Security Advisor, Sambo Dasuki, speaking in London, also suggests the vote should be delayed.
Look at the possibility of shifting this thing and doing it when everybody has a card. Because it doesn't cost you anything, it's still within the law, and it is safer for all of us.
Nigeria's Independent Electoral Commission says it will do whatever it can to ensure that the hundreds of thousands of displaced northeasterners will be able to cast their votes. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.